Hi there, you're listening to the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. We're Alana, Kyle, and Tira, friends who have a heart for intimacy and long to uncover God's truth and design for sexual freedom within marriage. If you enjoy listening to our episodes or like our content over on Instagram, would you consider leaving a review or subscribing? It really helps. Welcome here.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. I am Kyle with my beautiful co-hosts, Tira and Alana. If you are new here, welcome. We are so glad you have joined us. Mm-hmm. So,
it's a fun one to join us with.
This is a fun one to join us with. I am looking at the wrong notes, so let me get the right notes out first. All right. Today, we are talking about sex, specifically sex challenge. Mm-hmm. But first, a review. This review is 5 stars, titled Safe Resource. Any topic you have questions, any issues you want to hear different perspectives on, want to find a safe place to go that will not compromise your faith and convictions, tune into Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. It will be well worth it.
Good ad right there. Right?
Thanks, Dicewing. I like that.
Great. Right?
That was good. That's good. That's one of my
favorites.
Appreciate
that. Mm-hmm.
All right, today's verse is Ephesians 4, verses 2 and 3. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Mm. Amen. Mm-hmm. All right, today's question, fun question. I had to text my mom before I answered this one because I didn't know. But do you know what your parents would have named you had you been the other gender at birth? So, I texted my mom, and she said, Vanessa or Amanda? And not that I would have been able to pick, but I would have picked Vanessa.
No offense to the Amandas out there.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I also had to call my mom and ask, and she wasn't 100% sure, but it, Tyson, I think, was what she remembered it to maybe be. Mm-hmm. So,
my parents always talked about it, because I have a sister and it's just the two of us. And so the name they would have used for her, cause she was born first, had she been a boy. And then they were like, for sure. Oh yeah. This next one's going to be a boy for sure. And then I was another girl. But the name was Travis because typically the firstborn in the family has a name that starts with a T. It's like my grandpa's name was Thomas. And then my dad's name is Terry or Terrence.
Okay.
And then we had, or like they had Tiffany, my sister, starts with a T. And I had a T, Theodore, also starts with a T. So.
Cute.
Do you have any like name things in your family?
Yeah, my mom's middle name is Dawn, and she's the firstborn in her family. My middle name is Dawn, and I'm the first of mine. And my little girl's middle name is Dawn, being the first. So Dawn is the one. And then on Ken's side, Earl is a middle name that's been passed on now 5 generations.
Oh, I like
that. Wow.
And so Ken has his full dad's name and his name. Mm-hmm. So he has 2 middle names. And then our youngest has, Ken kind of wanted to keep it. Well, I too wanted him to have some sort of Ken's name in, but he's like, I don't want him to have Kenneth in the middle because his full name is Kenneth. So he did Kenson. Ken's son.
Yeah.
And nice. Earl in the middle.
Cute.
So yeah, he's like the 5th generation Earl.
Cool.
That's nice.
How about you?
My middle name is my dad's first name. So one of my sons has Kyle as his middle name.
Oh, yeah.
But then with our kids, after we named our first two, we are super weird, but we realized they all have 5 letters. They're all 2 syllables and they all have an N. So then it was like a challenge with our other kids to get that in. And so now all of our kids have those 3 things.
Yeah. Cute.
Yeah. That's fun.
It is.
Naming is so good.
Yeah.
It can
interesting.
Be, yeah.
Okay.
Easy or hard.
Yes.
Okay. Seriously.
Okay. So what is a sex challenge? And yeah, let's start there. So I would say that a sex challenge is a commitment between a married couple to commit to sex for a certain period of time. Daily. Like once a day.
For so and so many days.
For so and so many days. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. In case this is new to you, we talked about, Kyle and I, it was actually last year, we did a Sexmas episode talking about this. In case you're like, what's a sex miss? And there was a challenge within that episode to do a 12 days, like the 12 days of Christmas, but 12 days of Sexmas, to do a sex challenge leading up to Christmas. So that was why we were talking about it again, because we're like, let's make this a thing that we just do, like talk about at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. So it's a fun way to talk about a sex challenge, because it's the only time we talk about a sex challenge on this podcast. We don't actually do episodes other times of the year, though we could. We could do more sex challenges and it'd be great. And we probably will. But I wanted to talk about why Christmas? Or why do we think, like, why would we want to do this now at Christmas time? Like, why would a couple think of, like, a sex challenge and be like, yeah, we should do that around Christmas time?
My first thought is, like, it's a cozy time of year.
Yeah.
Right? That's the first thing. You're like, oh, yeah, that doesn't sound too bad to be in our bedroom and getting warm with each other.
See, my first thought was you probably have some time off where you have more time, like, available in your day to actually get this done.
Get her done.
Get her done.
See, and to me, when I would think about why Christmas time is because it's an extra busy time. Mm. So it's like a way to slow down and pause and be intentional with your spouse and maintain connection despite whatever the holidays look like for you. Because for lots of people, it involves traveling, or maybe it involves disappointment, or, you know, your family can't make it, or you have a dysfunctional family, or you have issues in your home. Christmas doesn't look like you wish it would. And so this can be a way to still maintain connection and closeness with your spouse when other things in your life are not able to be controlled.
Yeah.
Perfect. Look at that. We're all different.
Yeah.
So have you guys ever done one?
I have not.
No.
Even last year, I was going to try and do the 12 days of Sexmas thing. And I don't think we made it all the way through. I can't remember why.
Yeah. It can take some planning for sure. My wife and I did one. We did Sextember, because every September Intimately Us does their Sextember challenge, and it's all done within the app. So if you don't have the app, get it. It's not just the challenge. The app is like great throughout the year. They've got games, positions, like a daily challenge, like a thing to do for your spouse daily, like a way to show them love. But in September, they do this challenge and they have a calendar in the app that you can fill out. So you tap on a day and then they've got, I don't know, 50 to 100 different like sexual things to do. And you put it in the calendar, one thing per day. And so my wife and I, we were at a hotel. We sat down. We took turns like filling out the calendar until it was done.
That's fun.
And yeah, we committed to it. I think we did the whole month and it was awesome. Like super, super awesome. And you feel, it all depends like what's going on before you do the challenge will really affect how you feel after the challenge. But for us, we felt so much more connected. We saw the benefit in all the other aspects of our marriage when like sex was going well. Like we felt more connected emotionally. Yeah. We felt more like less tension in our marriage when conflict would come up, like all sorts of things. It was super beneficial for us. We absolutely loved it. So I would say one of the hesitations that a lot of people have, or before we go there, who is a sex challenge for? I don't think there's like a specific niche category that this is for you. Mm-hmm. I think regardless of where you're at in your marriage, excluding like extremes, major trauma or abuse or anything like that going on, I would say any couple could do this.
Within a loving, secure...
Totally, yeah.
Relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whether your sex life is in the toilet right now or whether your sex life is like thriving right now or anywhere in between, I would say you could do this and get some sort of benefit out of it. Because if your sex life is in the toilet right now, this can be a way for you guys to commit to something, come together, and like learn it. Yeah. Like do it together, because you're getting all this practice.
Yeah.
And if your sex life's going really well, you can just commit to, okay, we're going to do 12 straight days or every day leading up to Christmas or every day of the Christmas holidays that are off work. And you guys can, you know, try variety, try things.
Explore,
try things you've never tried before. And then everyone in between, because I can almost guarantee you that once you're done, you will have a stronger level of connectedness in some aspect of your marriage, whether it is sex or whether it is emotion or whether it is, you know, recreation, like, or fun, like it is good. It will be good for you if you do it and you come out with a negative from it, I would be shocked, and I would be very curious to know, like, why or how that happened. Mm-hmm.
Something I feel like it would also would be helpful and also maybe difficult would be the communication required. So maybe that's what's difficult or would make this hard for someone. It's like, okay, well, maybe we don't talk about our sex life, but how do I bring up the topic? Like, I want to do this with my spouse, but we don't talk about our sex life, but I'm not actually feeling a lot of pleasure right now with what we're doing. Yeah. Or, you know, if you are kind of narrowing it down to, okay, well, what's maybe going on and what do you need to have a conversation about first before you dive into this?
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Yeah, I would say that every sex challenge is going to look different. Mm-hmm. So like if you are that couple where maybe the wife is not getting pleasure out of it. So maybe your sex challenge is every day, mm-hmm. husband, you are going to, you know, explore your wife's body to try to bring her pleasure. Mm-hmm. And or wife, maybe the sex challenge starts off with wife figuring out what feels good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it transitions into, okay, yeah, teaching husband, and then husband learning how to do that himself.
Totally.
Yep.
Yeah.
Another thing is, yeah, kind of like what you said, is how would I bring this up?
Right.
Like, how would I even say that? And I would say option one is to listen to this episode together.
Yep.
And then just have a, hey, what do you think of that mm-hmm. conversation? Or you could bring it up, you could phrase it in a way of, hey, I would like our sex life, I would like to see more blank in our sex life. What do you think about committing to sex for X amount of days straight to see if we can improve that area?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty non-confrontational, I would say.
Yeah.
Another one too is if you don't want to have to listen to the episode again, you just say, hey, I've been listening to the KS podcast and they are doing a sex challenge. Want to do it?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It can be as simple as that too, to bring it up.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are some things that you could do in a sex challenge to make it like fun, would you say?
Okay, well, I think that's part of the reason why thinking about this Christmas theme mm-hmm. makes it even more fun.
Yeah.
Because it gives you so many more options. Totally. Like, to me, it's like, okay, so one of the nights we'd have sex under the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like, you know, you just kind of think about things like that. And you're like, okay.
Dressing up as Mrs. Claus.
Or
Santa Claus.
I immediately think of Elf. Right? When she like gets her the gift and it's the Santa lingerie. Oh, classic. Oh, classic.
God, I haven't seen that movie in way too long. I gotta watch it this year. Yeah. Yeah. So I think you can, if you're thinking about it with a bit of like Christmas mindset, it's like kind of fun.
Yeah.
Whipped cream becomes snow.
There you go. You can even do presents leading up to it.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
different,
totally.
Different pieces of lingerie or toys mm-hmm. or games, you know, every day. Oh, well, it would be like a countdown to Christmas.
Yeah. Like an advent.
Yeah.
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 And two, maybe it's someone's like, okay, well, I'm actually traveling and that makes it really difficult. Mm-hmm. And totally, I get that. But it also could be a nice challenge for you to, even while you're traveling, when there could be opportunity for distance and miscommunication yeah. and whatever, to then have that as like a, okay, but we're going to try and have sex sometime today. And so yeah. it's like a sneaky fun thing.
Yeah,
where you like,
sneaky fun. That's yeah. a good way to put it. Like,
then you have sex in the shower or you.
Yeah.
I was going to say this too. Whatever your reason is, like if you right away hear sex challenge and right away you have a hesitation, like right away mm-hmm. it's like, oh no, I can't do that because I would challenge you to make that the reason that you do do it.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't do it because we're traveling. Okay, well, how can we make it work? Or I can't do it because my spouse would never be into that. Well,
right.
Make it your challenge to like talk to them and not force them into it, but encourage them to be a part of it. And like,
just so they understand your heart behind it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or,
and like, check your heart. Maybe it's like, am I doing this just so I can have sex every day? Because totally. My wife never gives me sex or my husband yeah. isn't initiating and like, maybe that's a moment for some introspection and be like, okay, how are we going to navigate this if this isn't what my heart's.
Or I would even say, if you, like, what if the, I was going to say, what if the period that you want to do it in is when you have your period?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you could even make that part of the challenge. Okay, what can we do if you're not down for period sex? What can we do during this time to engage sexually with each other if you're up for it? If you have really bad periods and you feel gross, then probably not. But if you're up for it, go for it. Or If you just had a baby, same thing. It's like, how can we stay connected this way? Mm-hmm. Even though I'm postpartum.
Yeah.
So again, whatever your hesitation is or whatever your sticking point is, I would challenge you to challenge yourself to make that like the reason that you actually go through with this. Because I think committing to something and actually going through with it, I don't want to say like when you don't want to, because that's like such a sticking point, but
right. When you have reservations and hesitancies.
I think pushing through a little bit can be really beneficial.
Yeah. And I think too, if you are feeling like, oh, like 12 days, that's a lot, you know, and you're hesitant about it, think of it as like 12 days of receiving pleasure.
Yeah.
Like switch your mindset of like, oh man, this is something, okay, that we're going to have to do.
Right.
You're going to get into this. Like I'm going to make sure we're doing it. Like, no, like think about, okay, this is a way that God has given me to be able to receive pleasure. How can that be beneficial to me throughout this time? Mm-hmm. And like, just have a slight mind shift change.
Yeah, I love that.
For that.
Yeah, and I think another sticking point for a lot of people is, okay, what if I'm not in the mood one of those days? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where you've committed to this, like following through on the commitment, I think can be beneficial, because I think you can come out of it with, okay, you know what I learned? I learned that when I'm not in the mood, this is a way that I can get in the mood. Or I learned that, you know, my husband's really good at doing this when I'm not in the mood to get me in the mood, or whatever it is. So I would encourage you to try to push through that a little bit. And because you committed to something, still do it, because that will really help you on the days in the rest of the year when you're not doing a sex challenge where you don't want it. And maybe you learn something new about yourself.
Totally. Yeah. It gives way, like there's opportunity for conversation and then exploration.
Totally.
Because you can have like a really frank conversation with your spouse. Like say it was me, I could be like, hey Jeff, like I don't really feel like I'm in the mood for this today. What could we do? Like how can we get me in the mood? Like I just need ideas. Like, what do you think? If I was to put that on you, what would you guess? Like what would you surprise me with? Or how would you think would be a fun way to do that? Like, and then, it sets you up for the rest of the year. Love that.
Totally.
Yeah. So if you are needing some guidance as to like what to do for your 12 days of sexmas, we've created a resource.
Woo woo!
So lame as whoop.
Yeah. We named it the 12 days of sexmas to go along kind of being punny.
Tira did a really good job. I will just say, Tira wrote this. She did a really good job. They are all very punny. They're all very Christmas related. Mm-hmm. And they're all like super attainable, but also being super fun. And like, you're going to get all the benefits we just talked about out of it. So I would say like, claps for Tira. Oh, this is really good. You guys are going to love this.
So I'd like you to buy it. That's no. If you want, it's on our website and we'll link it here in the show notes. And it's going to be $12. For the 12 days of Christmas. But if you're listening today, we have a 50% off discount code.
So use the code Holly and you will get it for 50% off.
There you go. Yeah. You have a few days before it lines up, like perfectly 12 days before Christmas, or you can just buy it and start today. Yeah. We just want you guys to have fun. And it's fun for us to create these kind of resources for you. And we hope you enjoy.
And you get to go into the Christmas season feeling super connected.
Holly jolly.
And very jolly. And connected to your spouse.
Yeah.
Because that's also a win.
Yeah.
Win-win.
Okay.
All right.
Alana, can you pray for us?
Yeah. Dear Lord, we just thank you so much for the couples who are going to be participating in this sex challenge. And we just ask your extra hand of blessing over them and their marriage as they go through this together. Bless their communication and their intimate times. Would you just, bless them in their marriage as they journey into this, and any conversations around this, that it would be sweet and would just be really blessing to their marriages. So thank you for this season and this time we get to celebrate with friends and family and just celebrate you. Amen.
Amen.
Hey friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you like our content, please like, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts, and tell your friends too. Thanks so much for journeying with us today as we tackled the hard questions and dive deep into godly intimacy. Make sure you follow us on Instagram to see more of our content and check the show notes for any links we might have mentioned in today's episode. We're so grateful to be on this journey with you, and we can't wait to see you in the next episode.